Well, this is the final day, the last day. 40 days of power begins tomorrow. And I trust that your heart is ready, your body is ready, and you're ready to have an adventure with God in the next 40 days. As we serve the Lord with prayer and fasting. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 and verse 37. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and she had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. This woman called Anna is the first person mentioned in the New Testament as a prophet or prophetess because she's a woman. And it's a very interesting idea that the first person noted as a prophet is a woman. And it's one of those ways that the Holy Spirit brings our attention to the role of women in the New Testament, which is going to be different from the Old Testament. And it's a very intentional placement of this woman in the life of Jesus Christ when he's born. And the Bible says that she's a widow. She had married for 7 years and her husband died, and now she's 84 years and she spent all her years as a widow in prayer and fasting and just waiting on the Lord. And she comes in and sees Jesus and announces Jesus to everybody. So she's really the first preacher who announces Jesus Christ to the people that this is the Son of God. What I want to focus on today about this woman is what the Bible says, that she served God with fastings and prayers. It was her habit to fast and to pray. It doesn't mean that every single day she was fasting and praying, but she did it very often, and it was a service to God. So that means that when we fast and pray, it's a service to God. We are serving God. It's a way of worship. And so as we start our 40 days of power, remember that we are doing service to God. And let me just give you a couple of guidelines as we start our fast. The first is that start slowly. If this is the first time you're doing a fast, I just want you to start very slowly by missing one meal a day for the first week. And then the second week, you can miss two meals. And then by the third week, you should go and do the full fast. But as much as possible, do it in a way that doesn't jeopardize your health. If you're on medication, please be mindful of your doctor's advice before you start on this fast. Whilst you're not eating food, you can take in a lot of liquid, water preferably. But if you want to take some fruit juice or some green tea, you can do that. You have to hydrate your body. So Christian fasting, as we know it from Jesus, is not abstinence from water and food, is abstinence from food. And don't be legalistic. Sometimes when you fast, sometimes you forget and then you're putting some food in your mouth. It doesn't break your fast. Just go ahead. Eat that one muscle. Don't add another one and finish your fast as you have scheduled. And people wonder, what if I'm brushing my teeth and the toothpaste is sweet? Does it break my fast? No, it doesn't break your fast, except if you eat toothpaste. But just touching your tongue doesn't break your fast. So please don't be legalistic. Don't be too concerned about not touching this and not breaking the fast. Just be concerned about serving God, praying, waiting on the Lord, be conscious of him. And when you break your fast, please don't break it with some heavy-duty food. Take some very light food so that your body gets used to resting. And in the 40 days, you find it's very easy if you don't eat too heavy after you break your fast. So I trust that tomorrow when we meet, I will start teaching for 40 days on each day on a topic that is also going to be our prayer point. And there'll be prayer topics and there'll be pastors praying throughout every day, almost every time, on our various platforms, websites, Facebook, Instagram, etc. There will be prayer going on. And you would also have the prayer guide to help you to pray each day. I trust that we're going to have an exciting 40 days. I'm looking forward to it. This evening, I will launch it officially. Tomorrow we kick it off. Well, see you tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otabel. Shalom, peace, and life to you. We are about to enter a very important season on our church's calendar. It's our season of consecration, of prayer, and of fasting. We call it 40 Days of Power. It starts from the 25th of June and ends on the 3rd of August. We trust God that in these 40 days of power, the heavens will be open over our lives and we will enjoy heaven on earth. Join us and let's have a great spiritual moment. Lord, we pray for power.